It's a tough challenge to consistently be on the front foot with discipline, especially when you're a single mom who's parenting bone-idle teenagers. On the next Family Matters, we're going to be speaking to a single mother who is struggling to get her teens to cooperate and essentially respect her. Please do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this plea for help from a mom who is up against a mighty force every day with her work-shy teens. She asks, "How can I motivate my two lazy teenagers? They won't help me around the house and they consistently wait until the last minute to do their homework. As a single parent, I usually don't have the energy to make them get down to work. Is there a way to break this negative pattern?" You may think this sounds like a simplistic answer, but there's really no way around it. The best thing you can do for your teens is to establish clear house rules on chores and homework and then follow through. You'll need to be consistent and firm, even when you're tired or frustrated. If you're not, you're basically teaching your kids that it's okay to be selfish and irresponsible. Unless you make some major changes in your parenting style now, your children are going to have a difficult future ahead of them. In just a few short years, they'll be out of the house and living in the real world. If you haven't taught them personal responsibility and self-discipline, how are they going to succeed in college or hold down a job? How can you do this? One practical method involves something that psychologists call Premax principle. Premax principle states that preferred behaviors can be used to reinforce unpreferred behaviors. In application, it means that a less desirable activity needs to be completed before a person engages in a more desirable activity. As in, you have to finish your vegetables, unpreferred, before you can eat any ice cream, preferred. Here's how you might apply this principle with your teens. As their mom, you probably know what their favorite activities are. Hold a family meeting with them, perhaps after dinner when everyone is in a good mood. Tell them how much you love them, then explain that as their mother, you are responsible to prepare them to be successful in life. Admit that you haven't been doing a very good job of that lately, and make it clear that you're going to try to rectify that by establishing some new household rules. One of those rules will be that all homework and chores must be done immediately after school before your kids are allowed to engage in fun activities like being on their phones, chatting online, watching TV, listening to music, or going out with friends. You can also build in some extra incentives using a point system. Each time your teens complete a chore to your satisfaction, they earn points. These points can be cashed in for privileges or enjoyable activities, like going to an age-appropriate movie on the weekend or a trip to the mall. Remember that it's not enough to set up these rules and establish this point system. Everything depends on your willingness to follow through. Stick with it, even when you don't feel like being tough, and don't allow yourself to get sucked into arguments about the finer points of the new standards. To avoid this, we'd suggest that you put everything in writing. Draw up a contract that clearly spells out both the rules and the rewards. Each of you should sign your names to the contract and you can put it on the fridge. If you stick to the plan faithfully for a few weeks, you should start to see some positive changes in your teenager's behavior. For more advice in this regard, you might want to read a great article by Henry Cloud and John Townsend called Why Boundaries Work. It's on Focus on the Family's website at safamily.co.za under Parenting. You're sure to find other extremely helpful articles and resources there as well. All the best, we're rooting for you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.